In the name of Jesus, amen. Good morning. As I mentioned last week, I've decided to start preaching on the assigned small catechism for the week. And what I'm going to try to do each week is tie in one of the readings that we have here, whether it's the psalm of the day or one of the readings and from our daily lectionary. If I can't, I'll free text, but... So just as an explanation right off the bat. But today we have the seventh petition of the Lord's Prayer and the conclusion. We're going to begin with the seventh petition. Jesus teaches us to pray, but deliver us from evil. Luther explains this. We pray in this petition, in summary, that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation. And finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end. And graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. One of the things that Luther's been unpacking for us in the Lord's Prayer as he explains it piece by piece is this distinction between here in time and there in eternity. And we see that with several of the petitions as we go through the Lord's Prayer. But here in this last petition that Jesus teaches us to pray, we see it especially because we are praying both for right now, the evils and things that we see around us, sin in our own hearts, Satan's lies, the world's attacks. We're asking God to bring these to an end. And we're also praying for Jesus to bring us to an end and to bring us to him in faith so that when we die, we will be with him in eternity. So in this way, we see that the Lord's Prayer is concerned both with the temporal and immediate needs and also with the eternal things. And this petition is so beautifully taught in our Psalm of the Day, Psalm 121, that I decided to preach today on that text. The Psalm begins, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Here the psalmist begins by explaining and confessing where his help comes from. It comes from the Lord God who created all things. As we learn to confess in the first article of the Creed, God has made me and all creatures. He has given me my body, my reason, and all my senses, and he still takes care of these things. God is our creator, but he is not a distant creator, like the deists have. He's not some architect that created things and then stepped back and said, I'm done. He has revealed himself in the Son, who has become man in order to redeem creation. God made everything perfect, we broke it, and the Son came to save it. And in the process of him working our redemption through his incarnation, suffering, death, and resurrection, Jesus taught the church to pray this Lord's Prayer, to reveal to us that God desires to answer these prayers. And so we continue to pray the Lord's Prayer because Jesus has given us these very words, to know the Father's will. As we go through the psalm, we see, first of all, the psalmist focuses us on the evils of this age, which God is hard at work defending us from now. The psalm continues, he will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. He will keep you, that is, he will defend you against your enemies, against the flesh, against the world, and against Satan. He is awake and alert at all times. When the psalmist says the sun shall not strike you by day, he means that the Lord is protecting you during the daylight hours while the sun is up. When he says the moon shall not strike you by night, he's saying that the Lord protects you as you are asleep at night. But the protection that God gives to us does not end in this life. It continues. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. The Lord promises to keep your life. When your last hour in this life arrives, He will bring you to Himself. He will take you from this valley of sorrow to Himself in heaven. We pray that God may bring this blessed end to us. For it is not our power to die in faith and go to Him. Instead, it is His good and gracious gift that He has given to us through the Son and through the work of the Holy Spirit. The close of the Lord's Prayer is this: For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Catechism explains, this means that I should be certain that these petitions are pleasing to our Father in heaven and are heard by Him. For He Himself has commanded us to pray in this way and has promised to hear us. Amen, amen means yes, yes, it shall be so. Now, this last line of the Lord's Prayer is not given to us by Jesus directly. It's not actually in Matthew 6 where Jesus gives the Lord's Prayer. Instead, it is a conclusion that the church has added to this prayer as summarizing and condensing and bringing together several different verses. For example, 1 Chronicles 29:11. We heard Daniel 7:14, I believe it was, last night. That's also very similar phrasing. But several different verses of Scripture have a similar kind of doxology or conclusion to a prayer or a hymn. And so the church kind of condensed or harmonized those and put those at the conclusion to this prayer. How Jesus ends the prayer is with Amen. And with the word Amen, when we conclude that prayer, what we are saying, even John, what we are saying is that these petitions, we know that these petitions are pleasing to our Father in heaven, and He listens to us for two reasons. Because He has commanded us to pray in this way, Jesus taught us this prayer, and in Holy Scripture we have learned that God hears and answers our prayer. We have the promise that God hears us. And why does He hear us? How can we know that? How can we have this certainty that the Catechism talks about? Well, it's because of Christ. Christ has commanded us to pray in this way when He said, "Pray then like this." And because He also has told us in His word that He will hear us on account of what Christ has done for us. Jesus says in Luke 11, verse 9, "And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find." And St. John writes in 1 John 5, "And this is the confidence we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." This is the confidence we have, dear Christians, that anything we ask according to His will, He will answer. You might ask, well, then how do we know what His will is? Good question. That's what the Lord's Prayer is given to us to teach. We know exactly what God's will is. We know that He desires to save us. We know that He desires to bring us to Himself in heaven. We know that He desires to make us new creatures. We know that He desires to provide for us here in time and there in eternity. And we know all these things because of what Christ has done to us. What He has done for us, excuse me, on the cross, and what He has done to us through the word and sacraments here in time. And we therefore know what He will do to us in the future. He will bring us to Himself in heaven. To Him alone be the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.